People keep asking if I'm back, and I haven't really had an answer. But now, yeah, I'm thinking I'm back.
What's up, everybody? Couchy Litz back. Woo!
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The governor told us we couldn't podcast, but we said, I'm thinking I'm back.
Take that, Abbott.
Abbott.
We did have to close our bar, though.
It's a pretty smart guy, that Abbott guy, isn't he?
I'm sure he'll get reelected.
Has he been elected twice? I don't know.
Yes.
Honestly, I have no idea.
Can a governor only be elected twice? Is that a thing?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I feel bad that I don't know that. I probably should. Nah. I feel bad. I don't know.
That just proves that you vote local elections.
All of them. All of them. But yeah, what's up? This is Casualit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
I'm Caitlin.
Yeah, but we're definitely back, and we're going to start this off with a beer like we're supposed to. Rody actually got some fancy beers from a fancy place, right?
Yeah, fancy place called Johnson City, where if you blink, you'll miss it.
Yes. So, yeah, tell us about it.
So, went on vacation down to Concan. I know everyone knows where that's at. Floated the Frio. Way too many people without masks.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't Abbott come down there and take your tube away or something?
He tried. We still floated.
Okay. Did you float with masks on?
No.
Okay.
How are you going to drink with a mask on?
I know. Well, I mean, just lift it every time.
But Jesus Christ. We went on Thursday and it wasn't crowded. And then Saturday we went again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Bad. Bad. I was paddling the whole way so we could get through it.
Damn.
But anyways, on the way home, went to Pecan Street Brewing in Johnson City and picked up a couple of beers.
That's pretty cool. They're huge beers.
How was the brewery? So you went to the brewery, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was a cool little spot. It has a restaurant, and a lot of their food is German-themed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty nice. Of course, we didn't eat. I ordered everything online, so I just ran inside and grabbed it, and we kept going.
I like that option now. It's pretty cool. Pedicola, you can just order it online and drive through, and they bring it to your car.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I'm just waiting. Now this first beer is the IPA, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's very clear.
Frontier Justice.
Yeah, it's definitely not a hazy.
A lot of people don't like these anymore, Rody. I don't know if you know that.
I know you're disappointed by the look already.
It's brown. Ew. But no, this is actually really good.
Let's see what he says when he actually tastes it.
It's very malt heavy. There's not much bitterness in there.
There's not. But you do get a little bit of it because it's fresh. Like, yeah. I think this would be a turd if it was in cans and it sat on the shelf for any amount of time.
Oh, absolutely.
A turd.
But it's actually pretty nice. I enjoy this one.
Yeah, no, I like it. It's a lower ABV too, so it's definitely it's not really a sessionable. 6%. Maybe for us.
6%. Yeah, that's on the edge of being sessionable.
Maybe. Yeah. It's not bad. I like it. I would absolutely get it again.
But yeah, no, you're right. Like, I really do think if this sat on the shelf for more than 2 or 3 weeks, I would hate this beer.
It would just be a malt bomb.
Yeah.
It's kind of almost what it is right now. But I would, like I said, I like it. I'm good with it. I'm good with you. So the place was pretty nice. Are they big or small? Or?
No, it's smaller. It's probably smaller than Funky Picnic.
Really?
Yeah. But it's in like the town square area.
Okay. That's pretty cool, I guess.
And if you didn't know or not, it's on Pecan Street.
Pecan Street.
Actually, I think it's Pecan Drive. Oddly enough.
Yeah. Just because you brought up downtown, I was thinking about that place that's opening in downtown Weatherford.
What is it? A brewery?
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the name of it right now, but it was Edge. It's a mouthful.
Edgewise. Yeah, it's a mouthful. I went to high school with that guy.
Did
and his
you?
Girlfriend, yeah.
Why haven't they been on the show yet, Caitlin?
Yeah, if you know them so well.
I don't.
Well, it's because we don't let people in the house anymore, for one, Rody.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's disgusting.
He used to work with Ryan McCorder. He brewed with them.
Oh, okay.
Or helped them or something.
You know what we could do, Jason? We could have somebody on this side of the wall, and then we can open the window and then have the cords come out to the outside.
There you go.
And then close the window back.
Yep. Yes.
And then the mic just stays outside for, what is it, 14 days, and it'll be quarantined. The mic
is okay.
Hope
it doesn't rain.
The mic is okay to bring back in.
Oh, we'll put it in a bag.
That's pretty funny. I feel bad. I'm on the Let's Talk Texas Craft Beer on Facebook, and there's a thing from Jester King Brewing that said, "And we're back. Thank you for your patience during these trying times. You can now order pizza," but then they're closed again.
Oh.
Wait. Oh. Okay. So they're now 51% food. That
really?
Doesn't make sense, does it? It says right here, like, nah, bro, you guys are not making 51%.
They must be selling a lot of food.
I'm confused. Yeah, it says they closed, but then it says we will be reopening Wednesday, July 4th. We will be ensuring that food sales complete 51% of our revenue.
Huh. Got to buy a pizza with everything.
Yeah, that's not sneaky. No sneaky sneakiness in there. For the record, though, I think it's sad that everybody has to close down again. Man, that's all this is full of people closing and sadness. Sorry, temporarily closed. Sorry, Modern Times Beer expands distribution with Texas something.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My family and I are planning a trip to San Marcos. Yeah, don't go anywhere right now. Just wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Avoid.
Yeah, right? But yeah, somebody took a Frankel beer and mixed it with Best Made Dill Juice and made a pickle beer. It's a stab at Martin House.
I was going to say, wait, isn't that Martin House?
Take that, mother. Yeah,
no. I'm not going to lie, though. I went down south, and most of Lisa's family drinks the big beer.
Yeah.
And they heard about pickle beer.
Of course they did. Probably loved it, too. Damn it.
I don't know that. I think I may have tasted a little bit of it.
We tasted it at the State Fair. Hated
yeah, that's
it.
What it was. Hated it was it. Just like too...
Hated it.
Pickly?
Too pickly. Too much.
It was disgusting. I really didn't like it, to be honest.
I think I could drink like a third of a can of it.
Hmm.
Maybe make a michelada out of it.
Michelada.
That might be good.
Oh, yeah. We didn't... I felt bad because Art was still trying to get me that beer for you, and we didn't even... Yeah, we did podcast after you finally tried it, and then you didn't get to tell everybody that you finally had it.
Did we podcast after?
No. You had it at Sarah's.
I know. I didn't remember if we podcasted after or not. Yeah, I tried it at my sister's house. She had like one can left, and so I just took it from her. I was like, so I'm going to drink this. It was good. I mean, I think I had kind of worked it up in my head to be way better than it was, but it was good. I liked it.
Did you love it?
It would have probably been better when it was fresher, more fresh, I guess.
Fresher.
But yeah, it was a good beer. Martin House, Salty Lady Michelada. I will say, my sister, was sent my mom into the store to get more of it. And my mom talked to the like guy and was like, it's the Salty Lady, whatever he told her. And so he was like, oh yeah, I think we got that, and gave her 2 6-packs of just the regular Salty Lady. And so my mom bought it and brought it back to Sarah. And she was like, that's not what it was.
Sarah liked Salty Lady, but then she said you could have it. I was like, but you used to like it.
No, I don't like it.
Because it's good for after a workout, Rhody. Replenish your salt from all your sweat.
Ugh.
I'll never. The first time we had Salty Lady was up on that rooftop bar or whatever it was.
Yep. And I was like, oh, Martin House has a new beer. I'll love that. And I ordered a full pint of it and then I drank it. I was like, fuck you guys for letting me order this.
So gross. It was terrible. I feel like that first batch had a lot of salt. But then I went on to do the Imperial one. Remember, I went to that event at Martin House. I was like, oh, I'm going to get this Imperial. I'm going to pour this out over here and apologize to Perez. Sorry I poured out a beer that you probably made.
Still love you.
It was so gross. Hated it. Hated it. But that's okay, because the peanut butter beer they did is good, and they have something else coming out that I was like, oh, I'm actually interested again.
Yeah, I like that peanut butter stout they did. And that winter one that they do that is peanut butter or something is good, too.
The peanut butter pretzel stout is good.
Yeah, that one.
They have lots of beers that are okay. But, but
I do wish they did more of each beer, though, so it wasn't so hard to find.
The demand wouldn't be that high.
That's silly.
That's how it works. If you don't cut it, people won't even They won't even be happy about it. Yeah, it was another Martinez peach beer. Did you know we release a special taproom beer almost every week? No, shaw. The spicy pickle beer.
Chris was a huge fan
there
of that.
There it is. They're releasing a limited sour peach beer. It's the Parker County peach, but it's a sour edition.
Ooh.
Was it before?
Just, yeah, it was
a blonde?
Regular ass, yeah.
Yeah. When does that sour come out?
The moment you've been waiting for, Parker County Peach is back this week. It's already out right now.
Oh.
So you better go get it. And they released,
where?
They released
Orange County.
Mandarin orange fruited sour ale.
Interesting.
Who they're hiring a delivery driver. Now's my chance.
Done and done.
Chris.
Cheese lemonade. Slice of heaven. Barrel aged.
Did you say cheese lemonade?
Yeah.
Ew.
Anyways. Slice of heaven. It is a Calvados barrel-aged apple pie sour. Get out of here.
Too many words in that.
And then somebody, of course, posts the... Oh, it's actually, no, that guy. Dear God, I must have that. Shut up. Honeysuckle.
Ooh, yum.
Just doing it big. Doing it big, man. The best thing about their stuff, though, is the cans. What the heck? Look, they got a... Oh, they have an Ashley Schaefer BMW American Pale Ale. Oh, man.
Snakes and sparklers.
God dang it. Yeah, I kind of want that now. Well, I'm more interested in Will Ferrell from Eastbound and Down. Screw you, Joe Dirt and Farva. I don't need that business. Imperial Coffee Stout with no cream? Oh, my gosh. Texas Saison with passion fruit. I don't even know... The snakes and sparklers, it doesn't even say what it is, but it does.
But it's sold separately.
I was going to say, yeah, those are sold separately for show. But Martin House, beer to go, 12 to 7, check them out, Google them. We don't care. But yeah, Caitlin went to Peticola's and got me some Peticola's beer for my birthday that was yesterday. The weirdest birthday I've had in a long time. It's very uneventful, and I was at work.
That's what adults do on their birthday.
No, it's not. What adults do is use your vacation day to go do what you want to on your birthday. What I want to do is go to Topgolf, but that's where the virus is.
Jason, spoiler, it's a fruited sour with dragon fruit and prickly pear.
That sounds boring.
It's interesting.
Sorry, continue. You love to get the virus at Topgolf.
Yep. Wanted to go, but that's what I've done like for the last 5 years, it feels like, was go to Topgolf, and I couldn't go this year.
Yeah, I looked into it, and obviously they have you, like, separated. You have to wear a mask until you get to your bay. Then you can take it off.
But then,
the point of even...
So how do you order food or drink?
I guess the server just still comes to you and stands at distance.
Off?
Yeah. Yeah, like, what's the point?
You just yell at them?
Uh-huh. Hey.
I felt bad when I was getting my hair cut this most recent time. I couldn't hear her. She had the clippers going, she had a mask on, and I was like, oh, man. She was talking, I'm like...
It's hard. I can't understand half of what people say now because I can't see their mouth moving. Like, I can't see... I don't know. I didn't realize I looked at people's mouths that much when they were talking and relied on that as much as I do. And
yeah, Lisa's mom talked about that because she has a little bit trouble hearing.
Yeah.
So she's like, I didn't realize how much I read lips.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I need you to repeat that again.
Yeah, no, for sure. It's crazy. I like seeing people's mouths. And I hate now that I smile at people and they don't even know that you're smiling.
I know. I do every time somebody walks by, I smile at them and I'm like, dang it, they can't even see my face. Like,
wait, that's creepy.
I know.
Just every person, you just smile now?
I always smile at people when they walk by me. That weird little half smile that people do. And then now they can't.
Well, they do make masks that with clear center.
Oh, good, good, good. So you can see my mouth.
For deaf people.
That sounds so creepy, Rhodey. Sounds creepy. I don't know if I'm down with that creepiness.
You're down for the sickness.
Nope. I was telling Caitlin the other day that if I asked you who my number one person is that I want to fight, that you would know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
See? Told you. You know,
it's a lead singer for Disturbed.
Yep.
Yeah, he went on this whole...
I hate that guy.
...rant, and we watched a bunch of their videos, and he showed me that stupid one where he's laying on the dang pillow. That's what amazing. A weirdo.
We're the greatest metal band ever, just no one knows it.
Yep. What got us started, though, was Connor's been walking around going, ooh, ah. So I thought, I was like, is this what you're trying to do, Connor? But he didn't pay any attention.
It's like when he's trying to jump or get something high, he goes, ooh, ah, over and over. And I'm like, where did you even learn that?
So I thought it was from David Draymond from Disturbed. And I was like, I'll beat that guy's ass. I can't stand him so much. But yeah, you just brought up Down with the Sickness. And I was like, oh, I hate that guy. I hate him so much.
I'm so enraged right now.
Yep. But then we did go on a little tirade and watch some music and do some other stuff. And speaking of music, I got this. Have you listened to a Muir before, didn't you?
It sounds familiar, but I don't recognize the.
So it's
what they do.
Super weird. I need to go back and listen to the previous discography. This came out last week, and it is nu metal. And I know these guys were heavy. This is heavy, but it's like heavy nu metal. It's really weird. I really like it though. I didn't like it the first time I heard it, and then I listened to it again. I was like, okay, I really like this. But yeah, some Jonathan Davis weird vocals and stuff. It's like you can hear all the bands we grew up with.
Yep.
Like this?
Yep.
It's really weird. Like I was like, then I texted Bray. He hadn't texted me back. Trying to find another really good part though. There's one song that sounded, I was like, oh, this is Jonathan Davis, but see, they still got the hardcore.
Right. Waiting for the breakdown.
And this is what I thought they sounded like all the time. And then end up listening to.
Oh, that's crazy.
Somewhere on here, I'm not sure where it is.
That rep hits hard.
There's a song where he's talking about your band sucks and mine's really cool. It's like, wow. It's like, this is just.
That's a good thing.
I definitely recommend checking this out, though. I got to get better with taking notes on some of these songs so I know what parts to play. But yeah, it was really weird. But I wanted Bray to get back to me. I need to listen to the old albums and see. Yeah. But lots of nu metal influences. And, you know, of course, they say nu metal's coming back. But and I have been listening to that X-Man podcast like crazy and have learned so much about all the bands that we listen to.
Both good and bad.
It's crazy. Yeah, just like I was listening to the Bleeding Through guy, the singer for Bleeding Through, when he quit Bleeding Through, or they quit actually, and he was doing an interview back then when he wasn't in the band anymore, and he was talking about how one of the first shows they played, Howard Jones was there, but he wasn't in Killswitch yet, but they were friends. It's like just nuts. And Howard's like, man, you guys got something going on. You need to keep going. Don't give up. And it was just, it was weird. Like they all hung out together and did all this stuff. Like I learned that 36 Crazy Fists, you know them, Rhodey.
Mm-hmm. They won a contest.
They were in Alaska. They lived in Alaska. They did everything in Alaska. They were like 18 or 19. They were like, let's move to Seattle. The whole band moved to Seattle and they put their press kit together and did all that business and just crazy. It was like, man, they just went for it. They were like, let's move to Seattle. Let's go for it. And they got signed and they're not. I don't know. The singer's weird. And that's funny because he said every time they would go to a record company, that's what they would say. Your singer's weird. You need a new singer.
Damn.
Why is he so weird?
Because he does that vibrato all the time.
Vibrato.
Vibrato. I like vibrato better.
Yeah, it sounds like a rabbit vibrator.
Yep. It's the new sex toy. So on this podcast, like he'll interview the bands and then he'll play one song from them.
Mm-hmm.
And he played, I don't know the song that he played, but it was really good. I was like, oh man. I was like, I would love to remember that and play that instead. I'd love to get permission to play songs like he has. Yeah, this will give you a good sense of his vibe.
Vibrato.
That sounds like Papa Roach.
Yeah. I like it in small doses. Like, I don't hate them. I really do like them, but I can't listen to them all day over and over and over. I'm like, ah, oh, there's that voice. And I also found out that, well, Taproot had a new song, and that kind of made me laugh, too.
Was it bad?
No, it's all right. It sounds just like all their old stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, new music. Woo! I hadn't been promoting any new music on here in a while, but...
What about new movies?
Movies?
Yeah. On Netflix.
I had to send one of our buddies, Scott, a screenshot of all the movies that are on the shelf right now, and he was just like, holy crap. You know, Fast 10, all the movies that were supposed to come out this summer, they're just sitting on a shelf. Got the new Minions movie, got all these movies not coming out this summer. Black Widow, just all sit. Just, and I keep telling everybody, I think the movie industry is going to change, and people don't believe me. I don't think it's ever going back to the way it was, ever. I don't see it recovering.
I don't know. I feel like it's such a big industry that it, I don't know.
I told him, I was like, what movie's going to make $1 billion after this again?
It's like, I see it going the other way. People are going to be like, oh my gosh, I haven't been to the movies in so long. And so they're just going to go see whatever movie is out, no matter whether it's bad or not. But
that's happening right now. And it's nothing's going on.
I mean, I didn't even know the theaters were open.
Exactly. So.
I mean, like, I'm talking about, like, once everything reopens, the world is back to normal, whatever has to happen, happens.
That's not going
to
happen, though.
Then is when I'm talking about.
Yeah, but that is not going to happen.
I mean, it could. You never know.
Kind of have an inclining that it's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so the movies were open this weekend, and some movie called Becky made $83,000. Like, 2 weeks ago, Jurassic Park was the number one movie at the theaters again.
What?
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's amazing.
They like re-released and sent it out.
A lot of the theaters are just playing old movies. that's
so
pretty cool.
Odd.
I mean, the number one movie for 2020 is still Bad Boys for Life with $419 million. And that's worldwide. That's not just U.S.
I mean, to be honest, they don't need to be making that much money. There's no reason for them to be making $419 million off of it.
I was trying to tell you, though. So they probably spent $250 million making
this. Well, don't spend that much money then.
But then you won't have all the effects and stuff. You'll lose the Marvel. Like, Marvel would not have all those crazy CG. Like, you wouldn't have the Hulk in the movie because they can't afford it.
I mean, those other people need to just charge less to do it.
Yep.
It's a whole cycle that's got to end if it's going to end.
Yep. And that was kind of my thought process, was wondering if this is going to fix the movie industry. So the theaters are like, hey, we can't pay $50 million to show your movie now. So you're going to have to lower that ridiculous asking price.
Right.
And maybe they find balance. Maybe they're like, okay, instead of charging you, I think it's like 60 or 70% of the box office is what they have to pay. And then they have to pay a fee to show the movie. It's nuts. So maybe all that goes away. Maybe it's 50-50 and things start balancing out.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But then the movies are like, hey, we're not making $1 billion. So I don't know.
So we're going to sit on it and not put it out there.
Yeah, they put it out to home video, but I can't find, like, I was really trying to find real hard facts about how much money these home video movies are making, but they just don't care about that stuff anymore. Like, the numbers, like, you can't even find how much Endgame made on video.
Oh, really?
I'm like, because I'd like to know, how many Blu-ray copies did you sell? Nothing. They don't care. It's like box office, or that's the only thing they care about. So, kind of boring.
Yeah.
But I wish I could get to the previous weekend. Yeah, but here the release schedule, July 3rd. Never heard of these movies. Never heard of those movies.
What was that one that you were talking about earlier, that if it didn't go, everything was going to get pushed back again?
Yeah, they pushed it.
Did they?
Yeah, the Christopher Nolan movie. I can't think of the name of it right now. It's got Denzel Washington's son in it.
Straight Out of Compton 2.
Yeah, right. Christopher Nolan's... He bans things from the set. Tenet. Tenet's the name of the movie. And I think they pushed it finally.
And bastards.
That was like the...
Last one.
It was supposed to be month, right?
Yeah, they pushed it August 12th. No bueno, dudes. So as of right now, I think that's still the first big box office thing that's going to come out. I mean, Unhinged is the first movie here on this schedule that says it's a wide release. Oh, this is where Russell Crowe goes crazy. I want to watch this really badly.
Wait, which time did Russell Crowe go crazy?
It says, after a confrontation with an unstable man at an intersection, a woman becomes the target of his rage. Mm. I was like, yes. I saw a, like, 30-second trailer, and I was laughing so hard. I was like, oh, I got to see this. Because it's Russell Crowe, and he looks old, and he's just like, I'm mad. It's kind of like Michael Douglas movie, where he goes crazy and wants his Egg McMuffin.
Ant-Man.
No. No, no. Ah, that movie's so funny.
The Game?
No. You're nowhere close to it.
Dang it.
And it's
what is it called?
It's such a funny scene.
The Ghost in the Darkness.
Yes, that's it. But he wants his damn... It is so funny. He wants his English muffin, and then he just goes crazy. He just loses it. He's like, I'm done. Fuck the world. It's like, hey, man, I get it.
Pretty old?
Yeah. It sucks that I can't remember the name of it. It was a pretty good movie.
Basic Instinct.
Yeah, that would... that would be a little weird. I wish it was Ant-Man, though. I love Ant-Man. I didn't know he was in One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest. I need to watch that.
75, Jesus.
Yeah, don't look at these. Dude, some of this stuff will blow your mind, like You and Me in Dupree 2006. It's like, oh, that's 14 years ago. Just can't deal with it.
He was in Face Off?
I guess so, huh?
I don't remember him in Face Off at all.
Maybe he was like a producer or something.
Oh, maybe.
Wonder Boys was good. Is it? I think that might be I don't know. Don't really care. I can't find the dang movie. They probably aren't allowed to show this movie anymore because it's about somebody going crazy and shooting people. There it is, Falling Down.
Nope, never mind. There it is. Found it.
So, I just want to read this. In 1993, the plot. I'm not reading all that.
What year is it?
The film starred 93.
Oh, dang.
A divorced and unemployed former defense engineer. He treks across on foot of the city of Los Angeles trying to reach the house of his estranged ex-wife in time for his daughter's birthday. Along the way, a series of encounters, both trivial and provocative, cause him to react with increasing violence and make sardonic observations on life, poverty, the economy, and commercialism. Robert Duvall co-stars as Martin Pendergast, an aging police sergeant on the day of his retirement, trying to track him down. Yeah, well, good stuff. I do like that movie.
It's interesting.
There's this whole scene where he goes into a McDonald's and breakfast is over and he's like, oh, I just want my Egg McMuffin. And he just goes crazy. You're like, man, some days you just want to do that, but you can't because it doesn't make sense. But.
Well, and now you'd like end up all over the internet for it.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
But yeah, other than that, we're still watching The Big Bang Theory and I'm falling in love with Sheldon more and more every day.
Yeah, he is my favorite.
He's an asshole.
He can be an asshole.
It's just social, whatever it is. He has a social thing, but I enjoy it. Did you watch that show, Rody?
I've watched bits and pieces, but I never sat down and watched the whole thing. We're watching New Girl right now.
Oh, yeah. How far are y'all into that?
We're still in the first season, but it's it's pretty good.
I feel like you've been watching New Girl for a while.
Well, you know, when you have a two-year-old.
I don't know. Yeah. We're on season 7 of The Big Bang.
She goes to bed. I cook dinner. And then we can watch like one or two episodes. And then bedtime.
Yeah.
You don't start cooking until she goes to bed?
It depends on what we're making.
I was about to say, yeah, we cook while he's awake.
Yeah, I mean, we just...
He's in bed by 7, and then we watch TV from 7 to like 9:30-ish.
I mean, that's only 4 episodes.
Yeah.
4 or 5 episodes.
Well, and then we watch it to go to bed.
Oh, no. Like, once it's bedtime, I'm out. I'm done.
Bye.
Yeah.
But Lisa hates me for it.
Oh, well, yeah. Jason does the same thing.
In your defense, you also get up way earlier than all of us. Like, 3 sometimes.
Like, Lisa will stay up to like 10 or 11 watching videos or watching something else, and I'm snoring away.
Yeah.
Which it's easier to do that when you have a 8-to-5 job. Like, it's easier for me to stay up than it is for you. It's
like, right. Like this morning, like, I woke up at 7 and that was sleeping in.
Yeah, I don't know. My body doesn't, even like this weekend when we didn't have Connor or whatever weekend it was, I woke up at 6:40 and I was like, what the heck? I could actually really sleep in today and nope.
Yep, body won't let you.
Time to get up.
That's where you hope maybe you can take a nap later.
I won't nap. If I take a nap, I will not sleep for the rest of the week.
While we're on this conversation of movies, this Eurovision movie came out from Netflix, the Will Ferrell and... dang it. I feel bad. I know
Aubrey Huff.
No. Man, I feel terrible that I can't remember her name right now. That's sad. I actually like her a lot. But the girl from The Notebook.
Rachel Anyways, McAdams.
There you go. You nailed it. But yeah, this movie came out and people were liking it. It's weird. We watched the trailer for it. Me and Caitlin did.
It looks really weird.
But Chris, everybody here on Bray's page is giving it good reviews. So I don't know. I don't know what to say to that. But it's about them two going on like American Idol for Eurovision. It's, I'm not sure what scan. I don't want to say what.
Country. Yeah, they're like European of some sort.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Not sure what country they're supposed to be from, and then they screw up, and then it's about what they go through. It's crazy, but I do want to see it, and it's getting rave reviews. What turned me off to it was some of these other movies do. I go on it, and it was like 2 hours and 5 minutes. I was like, damn.
That's long.
I don't have 2 hours and 5 minutes. Right. I was laughing the other day because I realized I still haven't watched Endgame and Infinity War back-to-back yet. Hasn't happened.
Oh, yeah. No chance.
It's like
no
a
chance.
Whole day thing.
I'll just wake up at 4 and I can get it knocked out before 10.
Yeah, you have fun with that.
I do it all the time.
Okay.
And I'm functioning just fine with your little...
I didn't say that you wouldn't. I said have fun with that because I won't be doing it with you.
Were you invited?
It's my house.
I mean, I guess you would be.
I invite myself.
You're not invited. I invite Rhodey to come watch it with me. At least he will do it.
I mean, if it's a work week, I'll probably be up. So.
Yeah. It's like 3 o'clock. That's fine with me. That's the only good thing about waking up early. Sometimes I'll just go play Xbox. I've been playing the crap out of Days Gone. It's crazy. And I usually don't like crafting games, but I'm really liking this stupid game. It's very long. It takes you 20 minutes to get to where you need to go. You're like riding your motorcycle. Gotta go to the next place and kill the zombies.
Yeah.
I love it. But then I can take a bat and I put nails in it and beat zombies with it. It's pretty cool.
That game is actually pretty decent to watch, I guess, if you...
Because you can build different weapons.
To watch them.
Yep. I can build a bat with a saw on it now. I just haven't found the saw yet. But it's very, it's crazy. Like there's hordes in this game, like big zombie hordes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be doing something and go up on this hill and you can see literally 300 or 400 of these zombies walking together. It's nuts. And then you're supposed to kill them all somehow by yourself. It's like, whatever game. You don't know what you're talking about. Cause I can't do that.
Have you even seen Walking Dead?
They never dealt with the hordes.
They tricked them into falling into a pit or something.
They're like, hey, go that way. But I haven't. It sucks because I kind of forgot that The Last of Us Part 2 came out and I haven't even touched that yet.
Yeah, so, well.
Then buy it. It's just sitting there and I really want to play it. Especially since today on YouTube, one of the trending videos. Apparently you can play guitar in this game. Apparently, like, I don't know. You use the controller and you can play guitar. So all these people are going on here, of course, playing songs. I'm like, for what? And of course, you'll like this one. Rhodey, it'll be your favoriteest video ever. I just couldn't believe it. It's like, all right, it's from the game with your controller.
What?
It's like, what?
How does she make her index finger do that though? Like, it's so quick and subtle.
Forever trust in who we are.
That's crazy.
And nothing else matters.
So you can just randomly play guitar, and then if you know the song, you can play whatever it is?
Yeah, I started like, I actually went down a very...
long rabbit hole?
Oh, yeah. Like, we were playing like Johnny Cash and all kinds of stuff. I was like, oh, man, this is terrible. Here's somebody playing Zombie. Here's House of the Rising Sun. I'm like, what am I doing, man? Hotel California's on here somewhere, too, and I was impressed with that one. It's like, oh, I love the Eagles. But I was like, oh, I'm going to get that and play some Stain. I'll play outside. Oh, man. But I thought that was pretty cool. So, I mean, I always say I'm going to do cool stuff like that, and then I never do it. So, what a unnecessary part to a game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
like,
absolutely.
What's the point of it?
But also, kind of cool.
So I'm picking up this next beer, and I think I just saw Double Barrel.
Yep.
Oh, my God. 9.7. What is this?
A dipper.
Is it double IPA?
It is.
Double IPA. Oh my gosh. Do you like it? Did you try it yet?
It's not bad. Not bad.
Okay, okay. I'm going to trust you on that one.
Okay. I mean, it's also 9.7, so, you know.
Of course it's good, right? Oh, you only gave that other beer 4 stars.
I mean, it was malt forward, so.
Dirk gave a Odell Brewing beer under 5 stars.
Son of a bitch, which one was it?
Go to his house. Sipping pretty.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's more of a sour. That's fine.
I was trying to find. Okay, so the Pedicles beer I checked into was called, I wrote in Squizgard voice. It's not with that attitude. It was a double IPA, 12%. Whew, so good. So good. Of course, hey. But I wrote, I loves it. So bitter, so balanced.
Yeah.
I loves it. Loves it. This person. Yeah, look at all these high ratings. Must be nice to be Pedicola's and Division and all these good breweries. 5, 5, 5, 5. So, Pecan Street Brewing. Here we go. Let's try this one. Smells good.
Whew. It's definitely heavier.
Yeah, that's... That's missing some weight. It's kind of a light, watered down, like, I don't know what if you understand what I'm saying.
A lighter mouthfeel?
Yeah. It's not very heavy. This is, the can says this place has been open since 2011.
Yeah, no, like, a lot longer than I thought it would have been.
It's almost been 10 years, and they only have 9,000 check-ins.
I mean, it is in the middle of nowhere.
Ooh, yeah, this beer has... Oh, I'm sorry, this is just the beer. That's not for the whole... Is it?
Well, I mean, maybe they started home brewing or something.
No, that is the whole brewery. They have 9,200 check-ins.
Now, go to Google Maps and then type in Johnson City.
Oh, I know.
And then look at the nearest city that you recognize.
I won't even know where it is. Now I'm in the mood to see. Pedicola's has, that place has 9,000 check-ins. Pedicola's has 225,000.
Jesus.
They average 750 a month. You guys are so cool with your stats. I love your stats.
Let's see.
I love it. Hey, how dare you type in Division. Damn, Division has 24,000. Oh, my bad. 31,000 check-ins, Rody. Hell yeah. Killing it with their canning game. I love those cans.
So, how many people do you think live in Dallas?
It's like 10 million or something crazy.
The people that live in Johnson City is 2,052.
Nice. Nice. So, it's going to be like the brewery opening up in Weatherford.
Oh, no. No. Weatherford has like over 100,000 people.
I know. I was trying to be funny.
What were you talking about? We're talking about... God, what are we talking about? We're talking about like...
Dirty jobs.
No, Mansfield's got more people than that.
Yeah, Mansfield has more people.
Well, David had less people, but...
Peaster?
Arlington should have.
Yeah, Peaster or Brock, maybe.
Arlington should have came into Pantego. Dirty bastards. I wonder what the population of Pantego is. I should look that up when I'm bored and got nothing to do. But, you're right. No, I mean, I knew it was going to be small. That's some of these breweries, they just open there and then they do well because there's no competition. Or they just get by, which, you know, they make enough money to survive, which is what you should be striving for, right?
Never mind. No. Not Peaster. It says 100 people live in Peaster.
That's a lie. Peaster's like a 4A school now or something crazy.
3A?
Yeah. It was in like 3AA or whatever the hell it is now. There's like 2 3As.
I don't even know anymore.
Nope, they change it.
Don't pay attention.
Don't care.
I'm almost 40. Don't care.
Yeah, I got told that a lot this week. 37, you're almost 40.
Who said that?
Everybody.
Oh.
Hey, Jason.
Except for you.
You're almost 40.
Yeah.
You are almost 40. How does it feel? I'm going to throw an over-the-hill party for you when you...
It all hurts.
...turn 40. It's weird to think that's only in, what, 2 years? Three years?
3 years. At least Connor will be 5 then.
And you'll still be chasing him around.
Yep.
Right.
Just think he may be playing catch at that point.
40 is not that old.
Maybe.
Hope that arm still works.
No, it already doesn't work. Oh, while we're in video games, we got to talk about the 1UP arcade that I'm going to buy. That mother, it's going to be mine.
It's going to go in the backyard.
I'm so,
what do they have, Contra? What,
so
what is
excited.
It?
NBA Jam, dude.
What?
That thing is coming in my house. I'm really thinking about doing it.
Are you putting it right next to Connor's crib?
Yes.
No.
Do you get the stool with it?
Yes.
Oh, done.
It's not that bad. So it comes with NBA Jam.
And you get $100 worth of Kohl's cash?
Yeah. And you get NBA Jam, Tournament Edition, and NBA Hangtime.
Nice.
All three of those games, 4-player controller, and then it comes so you can play online. You can play online NBA Jam. I was like, oh my God, I could actually beat somebody.
Gonna have to move some stuff in this little room in here.
Nope. It's going in the room that I'm gonna clean out.
Jason's gonna take over 2 rooms in the house.
Yeah, that's right.
See, that's better than what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a miter saw.
Yeah, you're trying to find a saw, and I'm just sitting here like, I need this theme song in my life right here. That is not the theme song.
That is not the theme song.
What happened to this thing? Oh, okay, we gotta go through this.
Welcome to NBA Jam.
There it is. Nope, we need a better one. Need a better theme song. Dun dun dun.
Iguana. Is that still a thing?
I don't know, man. Remember this because he's gonna dribble and he does the super flip dunk turn. Where's the theme song? There we go. Yeah.
I want to go play that now.
Oh my God, dude. I love NBA Jam so much. I'm so excited. But yeah, I mean, coughing up $500 could definitely, I mean, I might have to sell a body part, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, just wait for the next stimulus check.
I think it's funny too, because I really wanted the Mortal Kombat one, but I was like, yeah, it's not quite worth it. And then I saw this. I was like, it's worth every penny.
Totally worth it.
It was like roster updates, and they've got almost... I think he said they have 70% on NBA Jam and like 90% on Tournament Edition. And then they have, I think, 65-70 on Hangtime. But since it's hooked up online, as they get them, they're going to update them.
Nice.
So I was like, oh, sweet.
Do they have the old rosters too?
It's all the old rosters.
Oh,
none,
really?
None of the new people.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
It'll be Gary Payton. It'll be Shaq and Penny Hardaway. No Jordan. So I watched a documentary about NBA Jam and had no idea that when they first made the game, Jordan was on there. And then, like, right before it was going to get distributed, Jordan did this thing with the NBA where he seceded from the NBA and went to someone else to handle his stuff. He's like, NBA no longer has rights to me. Mm-hmm. That's why he wasn't on all the games and everything.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. He was like, Nike and whoever else make me a star. And they were in control of him. I had no idea. Yeah. So you can actually watch on here. You can watch NBA Jam with Michael Jordan. Because it's still out there, but I think he said the documentary I watched said that he was only on like 3 or 4 cabinets.
Oh, really?
But then people dug up those ROMs and they put it on the internet. Like, you can play it now, but
yeah, because it was like a character that's in the code. You just have to find it, right?
Yep, exactly. So they're able to get it out of there now, but and it's funny. This person thinks that you're not getting Jordan. Can't afford his rights. But Shaq, I also didn't know this. Shaq used to travel with a cabinet, dude.
What?
Yes. Like, he paid somebody to, their whole thing was to bring his NBA Jam with him everywhere he went.
And not a mini cabinet. Like, no, a legit full arcade game.
It's like, what the being rich is so hard, man. It's difficult. Yeah, he used to travel with it. And so when he would go to play games, somebody's job was to unload his NBA Jam and plug it in and get it ready to go.
Jeez, I would love that job.
Oh my gosh, it's just nuts. I was like, I had no idea, but this dude.
Where you want a boss? Yeah. Cool. Where's my 100?
Says Shaq was so apparently crazy about the game that not only did he have multiple cabinets in his house, but he would rent them to be placed in his hotel room on road trips.
Jeez.
Mark Termal. After we showed NBA Jam at the 1993 NBA All Star Weekend, Shaq flipped out. So it's just nuts, man. He was playing it all the time. That's cool. Good for you, Shaq. And then when you played Super Nintendo, you're like, this is not as good as the arcade. Screw this. But yeah, no, I really want this. I'm excited. Play online. I don't have a family. I'm playing NBA Jam. I'll teach Connor. Me and Connor will play together. I'll teach him. All you do is go for a fake dunk and then pass it to Penny Hardaway, and he shoots the 3 every time.
That's true.
Every time. Because he has an 8 and 3s, or yeah, I think it's an 8. think the best three-point shooter was like Mark Price or John Stockton, I think. I know Mark Price was a 10 on there, but he plays for the Warriors?
Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers. Dang it. That was my first. And no one else on that team is any good except for him.
Yeah, because what was it, Brad Daugherty?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You could be Stockton Malone. That was pretty fun.
Peyton Kemp was pretty good.
I was always good with Shaq and Penny just because Shaq would block. I'd block anybody come from a dunk, and then I'd shoot threes with Penny. That was it. Or Nick Anderson, sorry. Nick Anderson shot better threes than Hardaway did. But it was fun. I love NBA Jam. Kaylin, you're so into that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Watch. Can't you tell?
You might play it and love it. You never know.
Mm.
I did see something funny, too. I know you and I are big South Park lovers. Rhodey, did you see that? They put it on HBO Max, but all of the Muhammad, the prophet that they made?
Yeah.
All gone. All those episodes. You can't find the episodes anymore. They're gone.
That's weird.
It's like a thing in their religion. You're not allowed to do that or something.
Oh, interesting.
Like you can't depict him at all. Is that the right word? Depict? Yeah. You can't depict him at all. You're not allowed to. And I didn't know they actually received real death threats when they did all that, Rhodey.
Really?
Yeah. Like I might be out of turn here, out of line here, but I think they said they hired bodyguards.
What?
Because it was getting that bad. And then they did it 4 times.
Why even? Why?
That's what South Park did. They were edgy and tried to...
Controversy.
Yeah, play off that stuff. But yeah, there's like 5 episodes that are gone because of that.
Huh.
It's like, well, why don't you go redo them and just take that out? Because I think the one... They said Cartoon Wars... Part 1 and 2, and then there was a couple others. It's like, man, just weird. No, but it is on HBO Max now, all the South Park episodes except for those 5.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah. Other than that, though, movie news and TV news, slow. Well, we talk about Beavis and Butthead coming back. Yeah.
Just found that
out today. Yep. It's already been ordered. Two seasons have already been ordered by Comedy Central. Pretty stoked for that, even though I had to cancel YouTube TV today. I'll just find another way to watch it. Yeah, YouTube TV went up $15.
What?
That's quite a jump. They're like, hey, we're adding Nickelodeon and this other crap, but we're raising the price $15. I was like, yeah, I don't want that.
Yeah, at that point, it's just the same as cable.
I know. That's what I was like. I'll just pay for cable, and then I don't have to stream it. So, whatever. Whatever. It's all... Blah. Entertainment is ridiculous. $200 for your phone, $200 for your cable, $100 for your internet. It's like, what are you doing, man?
So expensive.
That's insane. Yeah. And then if your internet has a data cap, you got to pay for that. It's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, 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 right?
I agree.
Anyways. Yeah, I think. What do you think, Rhodey? Are you going to pay $500 for your entertainment? You don't pay for anything now except for internet, right?
No, we have a Netflix. What else do we have? We have Amazon Prime.
So. I always forget that there's shows on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, they just got Mad Men. They got something
casual.
Similar. Yeah.
No, that was Hulu. God damn it.
They've got The Boys. Who you watched Breaking Bad, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the black guy, the bad guy? Gus, thank you. He was so freaky.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be on season 2 of The Boys, and he looks like he's playing a similar character.
Really?
I was like, oh, gosh. Yeah, he's like just sitting there, and he turns his head sideways like, oh, boy, here he comes.
Yeah, he did look pretty creepy in that preview.
And he was so cool in Breaking Bad because he was like, at first, he's a smart little nerdy dude that owns the store, and then you find out he's freaking crazy, like slicing people's throats and stuff. Like, dude. Reminded me of Sons a little bit.
Have y'all watched Yellowstone yet?
Yeah, we watched first 2 seasons.
How is that?
It's good.
Yeah, it's...
How do you get access to Paramount?
Oh, that's a good question.
Is that like a subscription as well?
I think if you just have cable, you can watch it. I don't even know.
Really? With
you. I think it is cable because my sister watches it and they have like DirecTV or Dish or something.
You know when you... Like when back in the day when you had Charter, you had all that on-demand crap?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently now, like, if you have Charter or any of these kind of actual, you know, cable things, you have access to all these apps like Nickelodeon, all this kind of crap. Mm. So I think it's just that. Like, if you're paying for cable, you can go log into the Paramount thing.
Gotcha.
Could be wrong, but you can also pay for it on the side.
Gotcha. So if you, like, have Dish, you could just have the app and then open up Paramount and start watching it.
Yep. But I think, well, this says watch the latest episode. We're about to watch this now. Yes. No. So see, I was right. You can just, you just click on whichever service you
so
have.
So supposedly at some point, like Dish, there's a Paramount channel.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. It's such a random channel that it's on, but it's a pretty good show. I like it a lot.
Yeah. I heard it was like, it was basically Sons.
It is Sons. And the whatever.
And Yellowstone Park.
Yeah, like you'll see like the heads, like he's the head of his little clan and the other, they all had a meeting and I was like, this is a table meeting. It was so funny. And then you find out that one of the guys that was in Subs is the creator of the show.
Oh, that makes
Sons.
Sense.
Subs. Sons.
You mean when the medieval thing fell through, they made this movie?
No, not this show. That dude is gone. I don't know what's going to happen to that dude.
Why do they think that would work again?
Kurt Sutter. He's like, so this David Hell, the guy that played David Hell. So
he's one of the actors?
He is the creator of that.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yellowstone.
Oh, that's right. He was the first sheriff.
Police officer, yeah.
Yeah, he is career, like, so he did some stuff with Sons, not a whole lot, but then he went off to create, there he goes. He created the television series Yellowstone starring Kevin, June 20th, 2018. But yeah, okay. No, it's pretty good. I would watch it for sure. For sure. I think you and Lisa would like it.
Yeah.
And of course, it's an adult show, so it's got all the nudity and drugs and guts and
stuff. And watch it without Lisa, then.
People getting shot and killed everywhere. But it is what it is. And plus, it's Kevin Costner. I've always liked Costner. Some people don't. I've always liked him.
Yeah, and the girl that plays Beth Dutton, I don't know her from anything, but she does a pretty good job, too.
Oh, no, Waterworld is pretty bad.
She and Water. I don't think I ever saw it. Well, no, I think I've seen. I was like, I think I've seen bits and pieces of that, but
I have seen Dry Land. Jim Carrey and Cable Guy when he quotes, it's so funny. Oh man, Dry Land, Waterworld. You drink your own pee in Waterworld, Rhodey. What's wrong with that?
I mean, it's sterile and I like the taste. Yes. So.
And plus the bad guy, Dennis Hopper, dude, he was freaking awesome in that. Is he still around?
Yes.
That's good. That dude was crazy. My favorite thing will always be when he's in Speed. No, he died. 2010. Oh, my
no
God.
No shit. Really?
Way off. Ooh, 10 years. Sorry, bro. Love you, Dennis Hopper. 10 years ago. Damn. Yeah, whenever he's on Speed and Keanu Reeves is the back as the cop. Oh, that movie's so retarded. And Sandra Bullock driving the bus. But if this bus goes under 50, we're going to blow up. That's a real movie. Keep that in mind.
Yep.
Somebody wrote that down as a script and it got made. But yeah, Dennis Hopper, he was great. Well, I don't really have much else. What about you guys?
Nope.
How is Disneyland going to enforce mandatory mask rules?
You know, I'm just curious like how they're going to test people that come in and out of that bubble. Because those workers probably are going home every day. Yeah. I doubt they're in hotels as well, being quarantined.
They're not supposed to technically be touching the players, though. It's just supposed to be the food and business, all that business, dropping their food off.
Right. We'll find out.
It is what it is. Yeah, no. And this has to work. Like, if you're rooting against this and saying the NBA needs to, you're nuts. Because if this doesn't work, there won't be sports. The NFL canceled half the preseason today.
Yeah. I don't know how the NFL would. I mean, honestly, I don't know how any of them are going to do it. Like, baseball has the best shot.
Yep.
Golf has the best shot.
And the MLB, they are going to have cardboard cutout fans. Did you see that?
Yeah. And supposedly, if you buy your cardboard cutout and someone hits a home run they'll mail you the baseball.
Thanks, Astros.
I'm all in for that.
That's hilarious.
I wonder how much your cardboard cutout costs.
And I wonder if you get to choose the seat and how much it, like if it's more expensive to be down low or where. Or
when is the first game going to start?
Do you get to choose what you're wearing?
I know,
do you get
right?
to choose your expression? Because if I had a company,
I'd be putting just the logo on it.
Oh,
absolutely.
They pushed to July 23rd or 24th. Yep. Ah, just 60 games of baseball, 20 or 30.
Meanwhile, Korea is still playing baseball.
Yep. All these athletes, like, you know, I'm a huge sports person, but they all need to shut the F up. They're all worried about. I'm like, there's a cat. You're going to get your groceries from a cashier that's making $8 an hour, and you don't care about them,
right?
But you're worried about your $1 million health. Oh, what if I get sick? It's like, what about that person? Why don't you go be a cashier for 20 minutes and then feel bad? Right.
What happens if all the sports leagues implode and there are no sports? Good luck going and get a real job.
Exactly. I'm like, I just don't. Like all these NBA players that are opting out because of the coronavirus. I don't know. I'm being a dick, I guess. But I'm just like, man, this person that's working at Walmart can't opt. I'm just going to opt out of my job. I'm going to go home. Oh, I can't get food stamps because I had a job and quit it. It's like,
cool.
And here you are opting out of your $1 million because.
We'll just go to Disney and be part of the sex trade.
Yeah. And not only that, I mean, they're trying to create a bubble for you. Like the NBA is spending $1.5 million a day, for this. It's like,
yeah, it's fine.
Can't do that. I might get the coronavirus. I'm going to go buy my groceries and have it delivered by this poor teenage kid that's living in LA because they're trying to make it in the act. Imagine all the actors that just moved out there ready to make it, and then this happened.
Yep.
Oh, sheesh. What do you mean all the productions have stopped? Some of them are starting back up again, though. Jurassic World's going, I think.
What's the Marvel one that's supposed to start up in Australia? Oh, it's the martial arts movie. I can't remember the guy's name.
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
I know what you're talking about.
It's an obscure character.
Yeah, it's going to be so great. I was going to say Johnny Cash.
He's better than Iron Fist.
Yeah.
It's like Shang something. I want to say Shanghai, but I know that has Owen Wilson and
Jackie Chan
in it.
Oh, no, what was that? That was a weird ass old westerns. What was that?
It was terrible.
Shanghai Noon.
Yeah, it's Shanghai Nights.
Shanghai Noon. Shanghai Nights was the sequel. Shanghai Noon was the original.
Okay.
So you don't know what you're talking about. Shang-Chi, you weren't off. It's Shang-Chi and their Legend of the Ten Rings. And then Spider-Man 3 is supposed to be going. Thor is about to start filming. Doctor Strange. And Anthony Mackie came out and said that the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show is like an 8-hour Marvel movie.
That's awesome.
So sign me up.
8-hour Marvel.
I love you. I do like Anthony Mackie. So, but yeah, that's it. We love you guys. Stay safe. Wear your damn mask if they tell you to.
Yep.
Don't fight against it. What's the point? So, there's no point in arguing. It's like, I guess unless you have some kind of condition where you can't, then don't. But I don't know. I don't see the point. Don't fight it. Just do it. See what happens. But yeah, let's do this. We'll see you next week. Bye.